The Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Stats. Let's go to the lines and say good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. If you got a moment to discuss the Constitution, but before that, I got to tell you that, you know, as human beings, we are not equal. We're just different. And we're subject to all kinds of failings. That's what makes this world interesting. You know, some people tall, some short. Different colors and everything else. Some people start real foolish just like me. Other people start slow and determined and want to make sure you hear every word. We are just different and we make mistakes. I think that should be a given. That should be an accepted norm. Something that will never change. It's always been so. Rather than fault them and fault people for being human and getting into debt, because that is part of the process. Some people gamble. I just don't get it. I would never buy even a card. What do you call this thing? The scratch thing. I have never gambled in my life. I'm just not cut out that way. But some people do it. And go and play slots. And I don't fault them because they're human beings. People do stuff. But the businesses in Barbados exploit them for being human. And the government of Barbados exploits them for being human. All the corporatized agencies and stuff exactly the same way. Rather than come to the public and find and blame them for being human and saying it is our fault, I would think it would be better and more appropriate to blame those agencies that exploit us, exploit people for just being people. You know that people are going to get into debt, but you're going to offer them an attractive form of debt, and then you're going to turn around and blame them for getting a debt in the first place. You see, I will never agree with you or Dennis with that approach. It always makes it easy to come and say the problem can't be solved, no, because it's human beings they deal with. Whereas they've got a lot of people in Barbados, in fact most businesses in Barbados do exploit the fact that human beings are human beings. They gotta go to the bathroom, so we selling them toilet paper. They got one company in particular that came to Barbados and says we will take care of you from the tomb, from the womb to the tomb. That's three S's or five S's or what they're called. Because every need that you have we will provide, and that is how businesses exist. A lot of people become sirs because they actually exploit the fact that people are human beings. They become a sir. I've made it rich in Barbados because I've exploited Barbadians. Cannot blame Barbadians for being human. Just blame those who exploit them for their shortcomings. Can I move on, please?
Sure.
Here's the thing. We have something called an oath of office. From the time I was in school, we were taught that we had to give, a pledge. I pledged to my country, Barbados, and its flag, and to do it justice. Well, you know that. I've forgotten every time. But we all make a pledge. When people go into Parliament, they don't pledge to a flag and the country, Barbados. They don't take that pledge. That is not written in the Constitution in any part, in any form, not even a sentence. What they do can be broken down into two parts. The first one is, being employed as a minister, do swear that I will do the best of my judgment at all times. See, how when lawyers write something, make it sound real complicated. But you know, let's just break that first part down. They will give counsel and advice to the Governor General. All right? For good management, Lord knows what that means, of public affairs of Barbados. Now, the thing about the Governor General is he is selected by the government, the party in power, with the consent of the opposition in power, because they're both in power at the same time. So that person that gets to be Governor General has the nod of the two people that I believe Barbados, or the two entities that Barbados should really be protected against. You see, you can have all kinds of laws, all kinds of legislations going through Parliament, but nothing means anything unless there's proper oversight. And that person who's supposed to be head of the state is supposed to represent the top of that oversight, you know, entity, wherever it is. But it cannot be an effective oversight if it is put there, or she or he is put there, by the two people that we need to be guarded from. Because it's all part of the same campaign. So when we speak about fundamental change, that is perhaps where you have to start. You pledge allegiance, basically, to the head of state that you've actually appointed. And you still report it into the Queen. The second part of that particular oath of office is by far the most offensive. By far the most offensive. I do swear that I will not, on any account, at any time whatsoever, disclose the counsel, advice, opinion or vote of any particular minister or permanent secretary, parliamentary secretary, and that I will not accept for the authority of cabinet, blah, 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 and good management of affairs of Barbados directly or indirectly reveal the business or proceedings of the cabinet or the nature or contents of any documents communicated to me as Prime Minister or Minister or Senator, whichever way, or any coming to my knowledge in my capacity as such. Now, all these things, you change administrations. That is so offensive. You change administrations. The last one gone, this one is in now. And all the information that's on the desk in front of these people now, all the decisions that were made and all the various contracts that they would have delivered, all that stuff, all the business of the previous administration that you would know probably want to be exposed to the public, because come on, these guys, we go in there for 2 minutes every 5 years, according to the way you put it, to decide who will now manage our affairs and our taxpayers' money, have said, and they've made this oath of office time and time and again, that they will hold these secrets from you. They will give counsel to the head of state, free and whatever. They will not even tell you who voted for what. And all this information that people are now going home with, believing that, yeah, all the wrongs that went in the past 10 years will finally come to the public, and they will take that, as you said, you hope they come up with hair. What do you say? They're going to go through the fine-tooth comb, and you will come up, hopefully, with some kind of hair in the comb, or I can't remember where you put it, but, it's, you know, you're going through the fine-tooth, and it will take time. What they're trying to say to you, and I've been around for long enough, is that we can spend time, but you will not get what you want, because we are not obligated to do anything based on the Constitution that we have made an oath and office by design. And this is something that you accept every time. You know what we should be calling for? Not we, that's why it's called 40 times. Fundamental change. If you are going to make an oath of office before you walk through the door, make an oath that you pledge allegiance to me. I vote for you. Pledge allegiance to me and my heirs. And the guy you're speaking to now, Corey Lane, and his heirs. Pledge allegiance to us, Barbados. Or if you're going to pledge allegiance to the head of state, make that state be an independent authority, independent of your influence. Like the central bank governor, who is now a creature of the Minister of Finance. Make these caretaker bodies completely and totally independent.
Observing this traditionally, though, you think it would make a difference if they pledge to the Queen, to me, or Sam Pooch and the Duppy?
Sam. My youth, how old is now?
36.
Huh? Oh, you know about that person?
Well, here we that's how traditions are passed on from listening to the older people.
I ain't heard that for 36 years, and you know already. That's very, very, very good. That's very good. Well, I'm 37. Here's the thing, man.
Okay.
I am not concerned with our opinion as to what our culture is all about. I'm just concerned about doing things from scratch the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully the chips will fall in the correct manner as well. You can't start wrong.
I guess it will only have a fundamental difference if we make it as a part of a comprehensive program. So you change that along with others. But if you just change of that, course. You change just swear to.
I said you have to start. You got to start. Okay. That is where the start is. Okay. Make sure that the oath of office isn't a very simple thing. You have a constitutional majority. You know, Mr. Wickham said yesterday that it's illegal to cut people's salaries. What Mr. Wickham did not say, Mr. Wickham is smarter than that. It's not illegal to. Right now in Barbados, nothing is legal. You can't charge the government on anything. If you go into court tomorrow and you say, I want to charge the government with calling the sky blue, the government of Barbados, because of its constitutional majority, will go in there and say, well, we can change the law. I say that I ain't blue no more. There's nothing you can charge this government with because I have a constitutional majority. If the government decides to go and change the salaries of the public sector workers, it's because it has a constitutional majority, and anything that is legal is completely and totally up to them. No trade unionists would have the gall to go and tell a magistrate or judge that to find something wrong with these people, because that's the situation that we find ourselves in. It is wrong to say it's illegal to change the government's the salary of public service, because illegality makes no sense in a constitutional majority. So, having said that, it has everything to do with a governance model that needs to be properly addressed. And the simplest way, because you can change the constitutional majority, you can just go and change the constitution, and you're good to go. This is the easiest change that you can make. Just go and change the oath of office to demonstrate you have some sense of responsibility to Barbadians first before a queen or head of state that we have absolutely nothing to do with choosing. And you know something? You will probably get half a vote from me. But you got to start right. That makes sense to you?
Yes, sir. A lot of things you say, you know, make sense. But I think when I listen to you, my fear or my concern really lies in the fact that how can we make some of the things that you say that make sense a reality. That is where I find the difficulty. And I believe a half vote from you is a start, too. That is a start right there.
Well, thanks. Hey, thanks, too.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to move on. Brad Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Corey.
Yes, please.
I would just like to make two small contributions, please.
Go ahead.
This is weeks now I've been calling the QEH, the clinic, and no one is answering the telephone. The operator has openly admitted that persons have been complaining that no one in the iClear does answer the telephone. So can you call someone and ask them to speak to some person over the iClear and ask them to answer the telephone when persons are calling?
Who, me?
It's important.
You want me to call somebody?
Somebody.
Who to call? I got my phone here. Let me see. Give me. Tell me who to call.
I don't know. Probably the Minister of Health or someone over the QEH.
It'd be sad that we've got to run to ministers to get these simple day-to-day things done. I think the big people there, if you employ to pay or once they say, who are the clerk typist from there too. But
I've
once you have persons...
persons have been going home.
Yeah, I know some of these places that the phone is just ring as probably background music to the people employed there. And I mean, it's ridiculous. They don't know what you're calling for. But I just think it's sad that you have to tell these big people, or some people like to call it tall children, you know, what it is that they're supposed to do, you know. And they don't usually put all the blame on them, because each of them have something called a manager who usually is paid a little bit better to ensure that these big people do what it is they're supposed to do. But hopefully they may not be answering because they're so glued to their radios listening to Down to Brass Tacks and they've heard what it is you said. And they would improve from today. So you can always let us know. Thank you very much. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon. That person may not want to speak to me. I don't know. But let's get in some other ones here. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Read the discussion on the credit cards. Do you have any of the following details? How many of the credit cards issues have a zero balance? Of the outstanding credit card, too, how is the age of the outstanding amounts distributed? I do not know the answer to either of those questions. Hi, Corey. The government doesn't employ HR professional. It employs personnel managers. There is a not so subtle difference in approach to dealing with employees. Someone is querying the hike at the parking at the airport, going from $1 per hour to $2 per half 30 minutes. So there you have it. This one, I want to read, this one touches me. This one says, I would be happy to pay my bills, but I was working one day a week for $80. My water use used to be $40, my light $40, and there's my $80. I now work half day. LOL, my life can't be any worse. Not joking. Hopefully I get a job soon.
Just wanted to let you know, Corey. One, I got a call from someone at the hospital, actually, who wanted the name and number of the person. That radio works. And just to let you know as well that Joanne Hay called about the break in the pipe in St. Philip, and they're heading out there. So, yeah, we're working hard. And let me just add briefly, since I have the mic open. The reason why I, you know, sometimes I hate to have to explain myself to people who don't understand me. The reason why I made the comment about the credit cards was not to beat on anybody, but to point out how banks were making money on us.
That's what I got from it too. But I have so many WhatsApps here like pointing out that we're beating up on credit card. We're calling them idiots. And I didn't get that. Sometimes
I was trying to prove that it was so easy to run ads making credit cards sound like the answer to all our woes and worries, and people did not understand the charges, the payback, and the use, and how they're being exploited while they're looking at the $5 fee for user or the $2 across the counter. The major money was coming from the credit card use and how we were being exploited. That's what I was talking about, how banks were making money.
What struck me was the numbers, the 1,200 versus the 129,000.
Yeah.
That is what struck me.
And the other thing that I did not put on the table, because I don't want to get into it yet, is when you look at the breakdown, and that's why I asked the central bank for the breakdown. When you look at the breakdown of the number of pensioners, there's a very small number in the $1 million category.
I remember.
And that's a substantial part of it as well.
I think we got
so it shows again the flow of where the money is.
I'm hearing this phrase bandied about a lot more, and I want to see it come to fruition in relation to financial literacy. And I think that, that we can only grow stronger as a people by looking at the, that type of education, financial literacy, because we all have to use money, yeah? We all need money to get through. Well, this one says, can the credit unions please look into Visa cards? It doesn't have to be a credit card. Just have more wider use of the card. Don't want to finally find a bargain ticket and have to rush to the airport to pay. This will make banking easier. All right, there's so many more. I can't read all these, but I can take this final call as we head on the home stretch for this edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I was very pleasantly surprised to see someone raising the issue of the Constitution in Barbados. Mm-hmm. And I've said this now for how many years? There's nothing wrong with swearing, quote, allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen, her heirs and successors. But we are serving the people who are taking the oath of office, are serving the people of Barbados. They're not serving the Queen. They're serving the people of Barbados. And ethically, morally, and constitutionally, very little is being done by the politicians of Barbados that is actually legal or correct. But because of these deficiencies, they can get away with the things they do, because if it's not written down in law, then how do you prosecute it or address it? If there are no wrongs to be identified.
It's true. I think it is more philosophical for me in relation to the swearing of the Queen. It's not anything practical, but I believe that the philosophical can lead to practical in terms of improvement, in terms of pride in self, and so many things. Okay, let me take this opportunity now that the music is on to thank you, caller, and thank all the callers who would have called today and made the program what it was. I hope those of you who were locked in from the beginning got the opportunity to hear from the Central Bank and listen to those reports. You know, sometimes we listen to a lot of rumor mongering going around the place, but I think it is important that we listen to those in authority and actually read and kind of analyze things for ourselves. I also want to thank producer and technical operator, Mr. Dennis Johnson. I've been your host and moderator, Corey Lane. Looking forward to being here with you the next time I'm able to be here with you. And in the meantime and in between time, do enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.